السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لقد فرضت الصلاة لأنها عماد الدين، فمن أقامها فقد أقام الدين، ومن تركها فقد هدم الدين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as we know, last night was Laylatul Mi'raj, 27th of Rajab. Most like accepted view, there the difference of riwayat is not like 100% sure that it took place in month of Rajab, because ulama has differed in the opinions, because there was no proper calendar in the time of Rasulullah. Some of them say it took place in Ramadan, some of them say it was in Rabiul Awwal, some of them in Rabiul Akhir, but most of the historians and scholars agreed it was in month of Rajab, approximately 1.5 years prior to migration of Rasulullah. But this much we all have to believe in, that this incident took place 100%. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed ayat in the Holy Quran: Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami lil-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu as-samiu al-basir. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken his servant from Masjid al-Haram during the night time, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. So, and this is also we have to believe that it took place, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj with his body and soul, not only in dream, like some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, including Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they said that the Mi'raj was in a dream. But that was not the accepted view. Accepted view is that authentically our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taken journey of Mi'raj with his body and soul. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used word abd. Abd is physical appearance. If it would be in dream, Allah doesn't have to use the word abd. Abd is including soul and body. Plus in Surah Al-Najm, which is second part of Mi'raj, has been mentioned, there also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted that his eye did not, you know, see difficult, in he has seen Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam with his naked eyes and Sidratul Muntaha and all these things. So according to ayat of the Holy Quran, that much we all have to believe that this incident took place miraculously with soul and body. And every year we hear this. And another point is, if it would be dream, because when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from Mi'raj, and next morning he informed the Quraysh, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they started mocking on him, that how it possible that person goes from Makkah Mukarramah to Jerusalem during the night, from there to all the seven heavens, and come back within a night. It is impossible. So they were mocking. If it would be in dream, anybody is dreaming every night and they go where and where. So there's nothing in unusual to believe in the dream. But because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam claimed that he went with his body, that's why they did not believe in it, and they started mocking anyway. And that is the reason why when Abu Jahl came, approached to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and narrated that, oh, look, your friend is claiming that he went to Jerusalem during the night and came back and he went to the heavens. So he was expecting from Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala such a claim that even Abu Bakr Siddiq will not accept, because human mind cannot comprehend. We cannot understand. We cannot imagine. It's hard to believe. And that is why it is miracle. It is not usual. It is unusual. That's why it is miracle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not Rasulullah went by himself. When if Rasulullah sallallahu has taken that claim that I went, then it would be different. As a human being, it is impossible. But Allah, the creator of the universe, creator of all the rules and regulation of the physics and science and technology, he can change and alter, you know, the rules of the physics for his beloved anytime. He is the creator. He said, I took my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah can do anything. It's not hard to believe in that. So, and that is why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately said, if my beloved saying and claiming this, then it happened. I believe in that. I have no doubt. Without hesitation. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him the title of As-Siddiq, the most truthful person. Anyway, the gift, the precious gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on top of the arsh. Number one is the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. And this verse of the Holy Quran is from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the five time daily prayers. Initially, as we know the story, that it was 50 times a day. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted that gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without thinking, because he was overwhelmed to accept this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he did not think and ponder any further. He just accepted as it is. But when he came down to the sixth heaven and he met Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so Musa alayhi salam, you know, asked him what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you as a gift. He said 50 salat a day. So Musa alayhi salam said, no, my ummah, my nation could not pray two salat a day. Judaism, Bani Israel. How come your weak ummah will be able to pray 50 times every single day? It is impossible. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and request for the reduction of the amount. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over and over again about 9 times, and finally only 5 salat remained. There also Musa alayhi salam said, you must go back one more time and get reduction from 5 times also, because ummah will not be able to pray. And today we can see and witness the masajid are empty. So Musa alayhi salam requested, but Rasulullah sallam said, I went so many times, now I feel shy to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have hope on my ummah that they will pray salat, you know, every day. So here in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted, inna salat kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta, that verily the salat and prayer is prescribed upon the believers, kitabam mawquta, the fixed time and written evidence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, prayer has been decreed upon the believers, a decree of the specific times. And that is why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, miftahul jannat as-salah wa miftahul salat at-tuhur, that the key to the paradise is the salah, and the key to the tahara and cleanliness is the key of the salat is the tuhur and the cleanliness. Salah, it is a very precious and a special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the arsh on the night of Miraj. As we know, my brothers and sisters, all ahkam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Jibreel alayhi salam. Hajj, zakat, siyam, akhlaq, everything, except a salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited all the way to the heaven, and there, in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him this gift of salah. And this is so important for the life of the human being, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Alam taranna Allah yusabbihu lahu man fis samawati wal ard wat-tayru safat kullun kad alima salatahu wa tasbihah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you not see that Allah ta'ala is He whom do glorify all those who are in the heavens and the earth, all the creation, all the angels, and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, and the birds with expanded wings. He knows the prayer of each one and its glorification, and Allah is aware of what we do. The countless angels in the heaven, they are engaged and busy since they have been created. Some of the group of the angels are standing in the Qiyam position, and they are glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the group of the angels are sitting and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them are in the position of the ruku, and some of them are in the tashahud in qaida position. And likewise, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, that some of the creation, like the trees, they are in the standing position and they are glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, all those four legs animals, cattle, they are in the state of ruku all the time and making zikrullah and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, those reptiles and all those insects who draw onto the ground. So that is the position of the sajda. And then there are mountains all over in the earth. So those are in the state of the qaida and tashahud. So those brothers who praying the salat on time with the congregation, they get the reward of all the angels in the sky and all the creation on the earth. Whatever glorification and praises and tasbih and tahmid, all this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually are doing. Some of them are standing, they are standing all the time. They cannot make ruku. Those angels who are in ruku, they are always in ruku. They cannot make sajda. So they are only appointed to one rukn of the salah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us tawfiq collectively to perform the 2 rakat of salat, including qiyam and ruku and sujood and everything. So this is the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted and bestowed upon this favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has countless angels. And these 5-time prayers, my brothers and sisters, is a resemblance. Like Fajr prayer is like the period of childhood. And then Zuhr time is a period of manhood. A person from the childhood grows to the manhood. That is Zuhr time. And Asr time is kind of old age. And then Maghrib time, after, at the time of Maghrib, at the time of sunset, the days get finished. Likewise, Maghrib Salat is the remembrance that one day my life also will end, just like a sun has set down. And then the Isha time is reminding us that after the death, people just remember a person for a few days, and after that they forget, and they start occupy themselves in different things, and they forget the mayyit. Likewise, after Isha, after Maghrib, is 1.5 hours, 1 hour 15 minutes, and then the person is forgotten from the memory. This is how our, the time period is going to be wasted, and it will be over within the time. Likewise, Ulama explain why is the 5-time salat. We have 5 kind of conditions, whether we are standing, we are sitting, lying down, we are sleeping, or we are awake. So these are the throughout the life, we are doing one of the portion out of this five. While we are standing or sitting or lying down or sleeping or awake. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made five times salat compulsory upon the believers, so that he can appreciate these five different positions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted. And likewise, one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us five time prayers, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us his great five favors. The favors are the ability to see, sighting, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. Our eyes, our nose, our ears, our tongue, and our hands. These are the five senses we are utilizing and benefiting every day throughout our life to appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made upon us a five time salat compulsory. And how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked salat with every believer. It is integral part of the every human being. When a child is born, first thing what we do? We say azan in his right ear and iqama in his left ear. The child is just born in this dunya. He just came out in this dunya. The first message is the message of tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reminding hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Although the child is newborn, he doesn't understand Arabic, he doesn't understand the meaning of the azan and iqama. But that is the lesson. The first thing should go into your heart is the tawheed of tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why in one ear we give the azan and we give the iqama in the second ear. And then when a person dies, same child was given the azan and iqamat at the time of birth. Now, at the time of death, Salatul Janazah performed upon his mayyit without iqama and without azan. It indicates that your life in this dunya compared to hereafter is only that short, that much limited, which is the period is between azan and the iqama. Between azan and iqama, how much period we have? 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's your lifetime in this dunya. This is the indication that your azan and iqamat already called out when you were born. Now, when you will die without azan and iqama, and your salatul janaza will be performed upon you. So that is the understanding of the salatul janaza at the time of death. There are so many things, my brothers and sisters, we can share with regard to the salat. That is why our Islam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that bunyal Islamu ala khamsin, iman, salat, siyam, hajj, and zakat. After the iman, the most important pillar of Islam is the salat. The rest three pillars of Islam are not that much important, because hajj and zakat is only faraz upon those who are rich people. And if you count the population of the world, Asian continents and African continents, you will find one third portion of the Muslim populations, they are poor, they are destitute, right? So only those who can afford to go for hajj, and those only who can pay the zakat and hajj becomes farz upon them. Otherwise, zakat and hajj is not farz upon the poor people. Likewise, the siyam, very important pillar of Islam, but it only comes after 11 months, once in a year. And that is also only 30 days. And rest of the 11 years, there is no compulsory fasting during the whole 11 months, right? And during the month of Ramadan also, If a person is so sick, so severe sick, they cannot fast. So there is an option for him by the Sharia that he can pay the fidya on the amount of for every fasting day. Right? Likewise, if a person is traveling, then he doesn't have to fast, he can postpone his fast. Or a person is very, very old, very old age. Even the during month of Ramadan, because of his physical situation, Sharia allowed him that you cannot fast because of your old age. Here is the option for you. You must pay the fidya. See, there is an option. But for the salah, no excuse whatsoever. Even the same sick person still has to pray salah, even he is so sick. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an was suffering from the piles, and 30 years of his life he spent only lying on his back. But in this period, long period, he did not complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that why I am suffering. La shaka wa la baka, the ayat, the hadith is mentioned. So he could not move from his bed for 30 years continuously. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come and visit him, and one day he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him. So he asked, he said, Sa'altun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam anis salah. Ya Allah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see my condition, I cannot move from my bed. Is the salat is ma'af upon me because of this good excuse, valid reason? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salli qa'iman, that you must pray your salat in the standing position. Fa'illam yastati' faqa'idan, if you cannot stand and pray, then you must sit down and you must pray. Fa'illam tastati fa'ala jambin, and even you cannot sit down, you lying on the bed, still the salat is not ma'af, is no excuse for you. You still have to pray even lying on the bed with indication, without ruku and sujood, without qiyam, you still have to pray salat. There is no excuse. So even the elderly person has to perform the salat on time. There is no excuse. Like he excused from the siyam, but he cannot excuse from the salat. Salat is compulsory. Another example, my brothers and sisters, as we know, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala an was a blind sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the second muazzin of Masjid al-Nabawi. So he came to, and his house used to be little further away from Masjid al-Nabawi. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bayna bayti wa masjidi naqlan wa shajaran, that number one, my house is far away from the masjid, plus there is no one to take care of me or hold my hand and bring it to the masjid. I am alone in the darkness and no one is there to bring me to the masjid. Can I pray my salat at home? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, can you hear the muazzin? He said, yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, naam, I can hear the voice of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. He said, in that case, if you are hearing hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, then it is compulsory upon you to come to the masjid. Then another riwayat comes. He keep on asking excuse, and it's a genuine excuse. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a nakhla, there is a shajara, there is a jungle and trees between my house and the masjid, and I can get involved, I can get accidentally with the tree or jungle, and no one is there to protect me. So can I pray my salat at home? Again Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, can you hear the azan? He said, yes, the voice I can hear. He said, no, in that case, then you have to come to the masjid and pray salat with congregation. So you can see and imagine that how important it is. No excuse whatsoever accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the salat. Even If you don't have water, if you are traveling somewhere and you don't find any water, you cannot excuse yourself because I don't have water, so let me just overlook the salat. They say, no, in that case also, make a tayammum and you perform the salat. So it is so important, my brothers and sisters, that we cannot miss. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the hadith has mentioned that man fatatu salatun fakannama wotira ahluhu wa maluhu. If a person miss only one salat during his lifetime, he got lost like all his wealth and children, everything, you know, he got lost. That's such a great loss he has just by missing one salat by the faraz. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, bayna rajuli wa bayna shirk wal kufri tarku salat. What's the difference between the kafir and mushrik and between the mu'min? The difference is the performing salat and not performing salat. Now this hadith is so severe hadith, my brothers and sisters, but unfortunately, if you find there are so many, majority of the Muslims, you know, are not concerned about the salat with the jamaat. You can see a big congregation on Fridays, but the same Friday for Fajr or Asr, we don't find people. Where are they gone? They were only mu'min just for the Jummah salat. And after Jummah, they don't have that iman or that kind of, you know. It's very strange circumstances throughout the world. I'm not talking only Fairfield Masjid. Every masjid you go, you find this dilemma. The brothers are just not found in the masjid. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that only hypocrite used to be delaying and getting lazy to come to the masjid. Otherwise, the true believers used to be attending the masjid for every salat, even to that extent that he cannot walk by himself. He used to come with the assistance of the two Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They used to bring him in that position also and to put him in the congregation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a person who's coming for the salat, performing wuzu at home, and with the intention of coming to the masjid to pray salat with congregation, for every step Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. And for every second step Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove his sin. And for the every step Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. From the house all the way to the masjid. For every step is getting reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if a person is coming from the house, making wuzu and coming with this intention, I'm going to pray salat with congregation, riwayat, you know, mentioned, he is like a person who has put on ihram and going for hajj. That much of reward he is getting just by intention coming to the masjid, and his sins are forgiven, and he is regarded as he is performing his salat as long as he comes to the masjid and remain in the salat. These are the rewards for the salat, my brothers and sisters, that you have to have this kind of understanding. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that munibin ilayhi wattaqu wa aqimus salat wa la takunu minal mushrikeen, that you should perform the salat, establish salat, and you should not be among those who are kafir and mushrik. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, in very severe hadith, my brothers and sisters, that man taraka salatan muta'ammidan faqad kafa. Any person who leave or neglect the salat, even the one salat, he is committed the act of kufr. Now practically, you can find that we are so many Muslims, and our names are Muslims. We are proud to be Muslims. But practically, we are in this category that we are missing the prayers. And by missing the prayers, where we are counted is according to this hadith, we can understand. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us, man salla salat al-khamsi ma'al jama'ah. This is the condition. That if a person is praying all five times salat with the congregation, with the jama'at, falahu khamsatu ashya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 5 rewards. Al-awwalu la yusibuhu faqr. Number 1, that Allah will not make him poor. Poverty will not affect him. Such a great promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by performing salat with congregation, that person will not face any kind of poverty. Number 2, athani yarfa'u Allahu alayhi azab al-qabr. Very important, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove azab of qabr from him if he is regularly performing salat with congregation. Athalisu yu'ta kitabahu bi yaminihi. His book of deeds will be given in his right hand on the yawm al-qiyamah. وَالرَّابِيُ عَلَى السِّرَاطِ كَالْبَرْقِ الْحَاطِفِ. That he will cross the bridge of Sirat with the speed of lightning. وَالْخَامِسُ يَدْخُلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْجَنَّةَ بِالْحِسَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, through his mercy, let him enter into the paradise without hisab. These are the 5 favors by performing salat on time with congregation. Last hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة فإن صلحت صلح سائر عملي وإن فسدت فسد سائر عملي. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that the first thing will reckon on the يوم القيامة will be with regard to the salat. If his salat is proper and correct, then rest of the amal and actions will be accepted as correct. But if his salat is not correct and is corrupted, then the rest of the amal also will be regarded as corrupt and is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must command your household people, your children, your wife, your brothers and sisters, that they must establish the salat, and you also must be punctual on the salat. La nas aluka rizqa. We are not asking you about risk and sustenance. Nahnu narzukuk. We are going to provide you risk and sustenance. Wal aqibatu lit taqwa. And the good ending is for those who have fear and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice the salat on time every single day.